We're in the middle of Shin, the Dalet Shin, Shin Dalet, Siv Gimel, on page 188, we're discussing the halachas of which slave are you commanded for his resting. It says the Mechaba, in Yehudi Gomer, a full-fledged non-Jewish, Hussacher, which is a hard labor, in Rabbi Metzulash V'sasei, that his master is not commanded on his resting. I mean, in contrast to the case of Eved that we described before. Says Mishra, Sivkar Nechabdal, any Yehudi Gomer, full-fledged non-Jew, Abim Kibbalah V'shev Mitzvahs, but if he accepted upon himself the seven Noahide laws, Aloy Geir Taishim, then he has the halacha as a resident convert, V'asal Asim Malacha Lisrael, then he's forbidden to do Malacha for a Jew, Avla Mishen and Rabbi, even for someone who's not his master, V'chana, like we said before. So you got to ask the guy, the non-Jew, you got to say, well, you do keep the seven Noahide laws. We don't accept the Geir Taishim, it's not Shein Evel Noah, the halachas ever don't apply, like today. So to a slave that does not want to accept upon himself the mitzvahs, kim sheva, only seven, can make a ger toshav, like a ger toshav, gamkin imekab m'lisab as much in the yabonayag. Yosha don't accept such a slave when yabon does not apply. But a slave that wants to circumcise and immerse himself in the Kabbalah mitzvahs like a woman's obligated, that even applies in b'zman hazeh, and slavery is applicable. Disagrees. I'm trying to look over there. So again, it wouldn't be applicable. It's like a regular non-Jew. Simkat and chafei. So a non-Jew, full-fledged non-Jew who sucker, which is a hired laborer. But even if it's hired for many years, however, it's not acquired an eternal acquisition, like cattle. Okay, therefore, even if he's doing his master's work, he's not biblically forbidden. He's not included in his servant. And therefore, work that's initially permitted through a non-Jew, which are situations that is like the Amutik Gamal Yaday, is also permitted through this person. He's not sure. By those non-Jewish slave and slave women, because if they want to switch their faith for the Kondas Ladasi Shmuel and to enter the Arab faith. Now, the law was, Yoitzim Lecheris, they go free. Okay, then Efshe, maybe Sha'afa Peshayim Atekanois Kenna Oil, maybe even though now they're acquired, they own them forever. But Shemach Mazeim, Chashim Markasach, Abedis Kulun Ba'alma, maybe since they have a way out by just renouncing their faith the way the Arab law was, so maybe that it's considered only like a hired labor, which we said has a different halacha in our Sif. Tarchin says it requires further analysis. The opinion of the later authorities is to be stringent regarding this, which a shart tinas chaval brings from the Bechus Yosef, and it connects to the Gedalit, which is based Yehuda. It says, even though the Lachar, it's a sfeik sfeika, maybe the Lach is like the Yeshoimer at the end of Sif Aleph, and maybe we consider him like a Sachar. It says, you have to say that they hold that it's logical that it's not like a Sachar, because right now his body is acquired to him, and because he has a Lacha as an Eved for all things. And therefore, says the Mishnah, refer the Meshesh Bezeh, Chashash Issa, Torah, Maisa, it's a concern of a biblical prohibition about, like we said, when one's Eved is doing Melacha. Kochkin, all the more so, remove B'mokim, She'in Lo Rishos, especially if it's in a place that there's no permission to feed the name according to the law, Lafkiyat, Mevam Mers Dasei, that person cannot remove himself with the reneging on his faith. Shebezeh, regarding that, Vadi Asalaz Melacha B'Shabbos L'Israel, for sure it's forbidden for that slave to do a Melacha on Shabbos for the Jew. Sif Katan Chavav. So he said, a non-Jew that's a hired laborer, Ein Rabbi Mitzuva, the master is not commanded on this Shvisa. B'mokim Shehamelech, in the place where the king, Yoram Hoidai, that's how they always used to refer to the king, that let his glory be elevated. Gazar, if the king decreed Shein Shem Adam, that no single person, Chutz Midasim, except for their faith, Yechon L'Knezev Amma, could acquire a slave or a maidservant. Avod the Mashvach is then the slaves and the maidservant, Yechon L'Habar Ish B'Shabbos, then they could ignite a fire on Shabbos, having Kesachab Alma. Says the Marashdam and the Meribal that even though a Jew acquires a slave, since lawfully they weren't allowed to, so then they're just considered like hard laborers. But some disagree. They hold the Afat even now, Gufin currently Israel, the body is acquired to the Jew. Aksham now Shapirim Kiragab Adab and Mashwaka that they pay the taxes for the slaves and the slave women. Lakulam according to everyone, Gufin currently their body is acquired to them. Assume Malacha they're forbidden to do work. Khilakula sold to leniently. We know that a way out, sometimes there's a mamzer who can't marry into the kehillah. What does he do? So they have these stories. They have to find a shifcha somewhere that because then the child is not mamzeres, whatever, mamzer. And he says, yeah, they're considered eved or a shifcha even as mamazer. Sif Simon Chafei, the Mebahema Yetzib Shabbos, continue on the laws of Yitzah, which is what we're discussing in all these different Simonim. With what can an animal go out? 23 paragraphs on this halacha. Sif Al says, Mechabahema Yetzib, an animal could go out, the Meshem Mishtameris by, with what it's protected with. But if it's not protected with it, all you have in the Tirusi, or to the contrary, it's too much protection, it's unnecessary, have a Masri, then it's considered as a load. And so do anything that's just for beauty and not for protection, like Tesabai should not go out with it. Therefore, Noka, a female dromedary, whatever, it's like some type of a camel. Yates is mama de parzla. So she could go out with this iron nose ring, Shritabasha Barzla, which is it's an iron ring, but Naikib Chatmai, and they make a hole in its nose, in its nostril, Machtisab, and they put it in over there. Meaning that's how they hold on to it to rein it in. And the Chama Luba, and this Luba donkey, Bipaga, as we continue to have Tzadihe, the Parzala, could go out with a bit of iron. Then the Briga, Bagomal, and the camel, Ba'abser, with a halter, Shu Kivishtavai, Uferet Bechamar, and a mule and a donkey have that halacha. Besus, and the horse, Yitzin Ba'abser Beresin, could go out with a halter or with a also that Shapiro is going to explain which is a prumbia and shuprinoi says the Mechaber avalei b'shneim but not with both of them because that would be unnecessary says the Shapiro sibkot aleph they may yates v'chulu nam could go out with what it's protected with. It says in the Pasuk, so that your ox and your donkey should rest, etc. A Jewish animal also should rest on Shabbos. Not only in the animal, but in the bird, all living creatures. Therefore, specifically, if it goes out with something that's protection for it, because then it's an ornament and it's normal. But it's like the same halacha, like a garment for a person, but it's not a load. But somebody that's not protected with it, have a master, that's a load of also that's forbidden. Or then something is to be master, you say lefi and yana. If it goes out with something that's too much of protection, according to its context, the lavar kabach is not normal for it. So that's also considered as a load, and therefore that would be forbidden. So cut in bays, like we said, it's netirusi serosa biyaser. It's excess shmira. Dafka b'shmira you say your harbor. Now, specifically, if it's going out with an excess amount of protection. But if it's just a little bit more than what's necessary, love master is not a load. The sometimes it can be precise. You know, you don't have to be exacting. You know, down to the lowest denomination. Simkat and Gimel, but so to anything that's shul lanoi, which is for beauty, I like kamev simkat and yud beis, that she cannot go out with simkat and dal hilkach v'hulu. So therefore, we said all these different cases. Nokad b'hoylech b'tchila. So the mechaber goes and he starts to explain. The strong animals that need the most amount of protection. It's not enough for just a light level watch. What's that? That's a white female camel that to protect it, to hold on to it, needs specifically this iron nose ring. What we're saying is not like the chamaluva. It's not enough just with the iron bit. As the Sharet Sinai's Hay says from the Mishnah that says Noka Bechatam sounds like that's coming to include Prumbia, and also it's obvious according to the Sakkadad that the Terusi Serasa Shabadami Alkach the Mishnah that says Chatam is coming to exclude also Prumbia that's forbidden by Noka, and we don't find according to Maskan that disagrees on this, so it's saying it's not enough. Choshkin Bafsar, sure, for just the halter that you know it's like the rope Basul Asbem, she can't go out with it because it's not enough, and therefore that's considered as a Masa. Chamaluba, which what's that? Who chamar abom bedins luv? It's a donkey that comes from luv. But pagi the parzlo. That's enough with an iron bit. Avalibis mama, it can't go out with a nose ring. That's too much of a protection. It's not necessary. Sivkot and hay. So he said a chamaluba is bepagi the parzlo. I know beprumbiu. That is prumbiu. That's the iron bit. Hakas b'siv gimel. It's written siv gimel. Davka chamaluba specifically the luba donkey. Av chamar acha another donkey loy. No, a regular donkey doesn't need that much. It's considered excess protection. A luba donkey could go out even with a halter. The gumbazim is protected with that also. It's just that the bit is not excess. Sivkat and Vav, it's about Gamal, but after the camel with a halter, of Libis Mama the Parazel, but not with an iron bit, but not with an iron nose ring, that's too much protection. But Pagi the Parazel, regarding iron bit, that's like what it puts in its mouth, it's like, oh, go around its head. Mustapik Magiram is not sure about that, a bridle. But Taz Pasikli Isser, the Taz Pasik that's forbidden. The Sharatin Azchet says, look at Ali Rabbi, that's inclined to permit, and Israya from the Gemara is not Muchach at all. But he brings in him the smug that it turned this to be matter, and the truth is, it appears that it depends on the context. If the norm of the camels to go out and during the week, they had a permit for Shmira, didn't permit it to go out on Shabbos, similar to the case of the horse. Simkot and Zayin. Uperid v'chamor. So it says, Tzarek Lamed, the gears has to be v'chein perid v'chamor. That the hainu. Shagam hemi, it's ma'avsa that the horse and the donkey and the mule, that they would go out also with a halter. Of beresen, which huprumbia, that asrum lotzis. Regarding the prumbia, which said before that the parga de parzel is prumbia, the iron bit. That they're forbidden to go out with the commercial cause because of gimel and chamar, but the imperative thing is regarding the mule, because that's excess. Sivkan ches, versus yaitse b'chulu, and the horse goes out with an afsa or a resin. Kinsar chlam, that's what you have to say, dil chamar, because regarding a donkey, also beresin, they're not allowed to go out with the iron bit. Sev cotton test, shuprinoi, hainu, that is briga hanal, shuprumbia, which is the iron bit, but shunenu in our language, karim tsoim, which is an iron bit. Va'afser, who match occurring avritz, that's the halter, that's with the rope. Sev cotton yud, avaloi bishneim. So either one of them, and that with both. The day lebe'echad, he has enough with one. Va'shein ha'masr, therefore the second one is a masr. The masaka b'rom, now if it's a wild, if it's a bad animal, shem mishtar be'echad, it's not protected with one. Then yeah, mutlot sebashnem yachad, I'll go out with both of them together. V'akol v'in, everything, says the Mordechai, that would depend on the context.
Be'alocha, the b'masach enyu digamir, the Mechaber said, a full fledged non-Jew, that's just a sacher, his master is not commanded on the streets. So be'alocha brings like this. Magen Avraham writes, if he accepted upon himself the mitzvahs that apply by Eved, and he's a sacher, it's a hard labor, says the Magen Avraham, appears to me, that his master is not commanded on his shvisa, on his not doing malacha, and he does it for himself. In other words, if he's doing it for another Jew, for sure that's also not a Torah, because not any less than a regular ger toisha. Because the Torah did not warn only on the slave that's acquired forever. But a slave is forbidden to do malacha even for himself, because he accepted on himself the mitzvahs that apply by a woman. Ad kan l'shayin the other Magen Avraham. So the malacha tzarchi in God. Why? Because since he's not acquired to him, so for sure, there's no halfway gerus. What does it help that he accepted on himself the mitzvahs that apply to an eved? But the Gemara tells him, Chayrus, Tav Lamed, a non-Jew that comes to accept upon himself the words of the Torah except for one thing, you don't accept him. And it says, moreover, you should know this, Gemara brings up the Rebbe Yehuda says, that even one dictum of rabbinic law, that is that the umdaktik in the explanation of the Torah, like it's burned Sanerda Peches, Chamisha Teitafas, instead of four compartments of tefillin, five, to add on the rabbinical law, Yechayiv. For Baal Taisib, that sounds like a Rambam, that quotes like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that he holds that, I'm not coming to disagree, only to explain. And he left it in his halachas, the words of Medebri Seifim. So, such a malacha friendly, says, Dafka by Eved, that is a body's acquired, he has the name of Eved, the Torah revealed to us, such a man, it's enough if he fulfills the mitzvahs that apply to a woman. Which is not the case in a general person, we don't know the Torah, either a Ger Taisha or full fledged Yisrael. And this does not want to accept the ones of the whole Torah. It's logical that his level is not more than just like regular Ger Taisha. So where's Mokin Ram get this idea that he's better than Ger Taisha, that it's forbidden to rest on Shabbos, and that will accept his Kabbalah, that he'll be obligated for himself to be careful the mitzvah like Yisrael? If that's the case, you have this man that's not in the category of Ger Taisha, but many mitzvahs more than his Kabbalah, and to a Jew, he's not. And he's not even an Eben. So where does he get this from? He says, look at the Yerdeh, some kind of down, be our grunts, have gone, hey, that you don't circumcise him until he accepts upon himself all the mitzvahs. That's okay, such a person, how do they circumcise him before he accepts all the mitzvahs, since he's not an Eved, he's just a Sarcha Ba'alma. And we're not Milad Tefillah, we know he's not part of Yisrael. So what does he get is that he should be obligated to become the mitzvahs because of his Kabbalah. So look in Yavam, Memvav, that our fathers did not enter into the bris only with Milad Tefillah. And it's not enough with what they accepted upon themselves in the beginning, to become all the Torah. They all answered, Kol Shadim Hashem Nasa Benishma. So it says, after I wrote all this, he says, I thought about it. It's possible to maintain the words of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham holds also that he's not a Bai Yisrael at all, and he's not a Ger Toshim, and everything's like we wrote. It's just that he holds that a Ger Toshim himself, he wants to accept upon himself when he started his Geirus, other mitzvahs besides the seven Noahide laws, his Kabbalah would take effect, that he's obligated afterwards to fulfill them. It's just that we know we see Sheva, it's just saying a Chiddush, that even seven mitzvahs, it would be obligated to fulfill like every Ben Noach. And what's the chiddush? Even so, the Kabbalah would take effect, and he's in the category of Ger Taisha regarding that we're obligated to provide for him. For sure, if he accepted upon himself more mitzvahs, for sure it's going to be effective. And says, don't ask on this, how is he keeping Shabbos? But a Geir Toshav is forbidden to keep Shabbos. It's obviously the Gemara, Yivam, Mestab, Mechazim, Beis, and Toysis, Divnaskal, Zehager. That's why Stam Geir Toshav, that did not accept upon himself only the seven, as customary, the seven Noahide laws. If that's the case, he's regarding other mitzvahs like a regular non-Jew, which is not the case. If he accepted upon himself other mitzvahs when he started off as Geirus, and included them was also Shabbos, for sure he couldn't become them, and he's actually obligated to become them. And this is a brother Mechayr, is that a non-Jew that wants to keep all the whole Torah besides one thing, you don't accept him, that's regarding making him a full-fledged Jew. Now we're going to make him a Ger Toshav. He says, a little support, he says, I found, for the words of Magen Avraham, is what is brought in the Gemara, but it's not Samach Dalman base. What's a Ger Toshav? The Chum say, whoever accepted upon himself the Shev Mitzvah Mnei Neich. Others say, whoever accepted upon himself all the mitzvahs except for the Issa and the Velos. So obviously, according to the Chayim, for sure his Kabbalah takes effect in all the mitzvahs. However, he's not included as the Yisrael because he left that one thing, as we were before. And the same thing is regarding the Chacham. If he accepted, the Kabbalah takes effect, because whatever you could minimize in the Machlekes, the better that would be. Says the Be'er, look at that, how it appears Lanias Daiti, Yishudvav, to explain and resolve the Magen Avraham. The Be'er Halacha in the Dirshu number 14 says that this is the Be'er Halacha writes that a Benech could add on and cover himself additional mitzvahs beside the Shem Mitzvah Benech. Shubha Shikis Mesh writes that from the words of Ramam, Hechaz Malachim, Lachar, it seems not like what he's saying. Because he writes regarding a guy that wants to keep Shabbos learned Torah. He says, Eim Anichanoisan Lachadish Das, we don't allow them to introduce a new faith, Balas's mitzvahs la'asma medakim, to do the mitzvahs on their own, from their own understanding. El oyiger tzedek, either he becomes a full-fledged righteous convert, bekabel kol mitzvahs, and accepts all the mitzvahs, or yamet b'tachasav leizav oyiger, or he stays with what his status is and doesn't add on, doesn't diminish. And on the proof of the Be'er Halacha, the words of Magen Avraham, Tribush of Eliezer writes, it's impossible to explain that what the Kavanah of Magen Avraham is regarding something else. Regarding a case of a regular eved that his master leases him out to someone else as a sacher. And now he's not serving his master. It's coming to let us know that even though the second master is not commanded on his shvisa, if he's not his slave, however, definitely in his own self, he's a slave, he's not doing malach on Shabbos because he's an Eved of Yisrael. Dershu number one in Simen Shin Hei. So what you see from the Mishnah Berurah, that the mitzvah shvisa behemta is a mitzvah saseh, l'man yenuach, and not an Yisrael lav. Prima Gadim writes that Levush and the Shach and Yerdeya and Kesav Mishnah and Hachal Shabbos and the name of the Ram, they write, shvisa behemta is an Yisrael lav. However, even according to those who hold the mitzvah say, even though mitzvah says Shemang Rama, women are obligated in it, because since the halachas of Shabbos, Shmir is compared to Zechira, so they have the same halachas. However, Gebegin in his Gilgim Mishnah is Shabbos, is not sure about that. Mechaz Chinuch proves that women are obligated in it. However, regarding the reasoning, he remains with Tzarchi and look at the size of Shulchan. Dish number two, regarding Shviz Behemta and Yomtip, the Machalik Zershan, there are more Paskins and Simresh Membab, that a person is not obligated on that. To explain the difference between Shabbos, that a person is commanded on his animal resting and that of Yom Tov, Shartin writes in Reish Membo, but the name of Tzitzit Shabbos, that according to this opinion, Yom Tov is not compared to Shabbos, only regarding Melachas of Shabbos and their toldos. However, not regarding Shabbos Mehemtoi, and or Mechamer Ach Mehemtoi, that there's only a negative prohibition. Additional reason, the Shulchan Aruch Rab writes over there, that the Tzibah, the Torah, and Yom Tov is only on the Issa of doing Melacha. Melacha that's done through an animal, it's not considered Melachas Ha'adam, and if it's not forbidden. Only regarding Shabbos, Torah is Mechadish, that also an animal has to rest, and the Torah commanded the owner regarding its Shabbos, like it says, over the Mishmur, but they raise the name of the men, the Achrayim, that a person is Mitzvah, Shviz Bemta, even Yomtiv, and he comes out to be stringent. Regarding those who hold that a person is not commanded Shviz Bemta, Yomtiv, he Mishmur explains the Tuf Tzadihe, that the Issa B'Tzah, Masa, on through an animal, Yomtiv, is only rabbinic, that the animal, that he shouldn't do with his animal the way he does during the weekday. Shartzina, but they write an additional reason, so that he shouldn't utilize a Balchayim, be Mishamish Balchayim on Yomtiv. However, regarding Melech Zetzah, through Behema, in the Carmelis, on Yomtiv, Shaman Zaman holds that you can be lean regarding this because then, regarding that, you can rely on the Ramah, and the Carmelis, the Issa is only Rabban. Dish number four, even a wild animal, for example, a deer or a ram, that it's better for it better for it not to be in the domain of the owner. Shlomo Zalman holds that it's permitted to put on the things that are needed for its protection, even though it's going to go out with them to the Shusra. Dish number five, the reason why it's whatever protects is like a malbush, like the way a garment is for a person, and therefore it's not a load for the animal. That whatever is needed to protect the animal is considered a malbush, even though it's not pleasant for the animal. Shubha Shevel Neshav explains that just like during the weekday, it's permitted to do with an animal whatever it's needed for the human being, and you don't have to be concerned with Tzav Balachem. So on Shabbos, whatever is needed for its protection is considered Tzarech Adam, that the animal does not run away, and you don't have to be concerned for the convenience of the animal. And you're allowed to put on it, that it shouldn't go away, shouldn't run away. Archa Shulchan explains that if the animal had consciousness, it would want the things that are protecting it, and therefore it's considered as a malbush. Dish number six, even to put on the animal something small that it doesn't even realize, doesn't sense, that regarding a person, taking it out would be considered as masasik, like a needle, Shulchan holds, that's still forbidden because of Shvisa Behemtoi.